Welcome back to Kettlebells and Cocktails. I'm your host, John, and back with my bestie, Nikki. Nikki, how are you?
I'm so good. That was so cool.
Were you totally blown away?
I was. Look at you, like, figuring out all this technology.
Before we talk about the tech, can we talk about how awesome the lighting is coming in my window? It's like golden hour for me right now. It's making my eyes
look
blue.
You look beautiful. I know. It's really not the same as the yellow light in the Best Western hallway where I am.
Alexis, can you tell I have teen daughters when I know what golden hour means?
Yes, I'm impressed.
Were you? I have an 18-year-old and a 20-year-old, and I can't tell you how many times we've been in the car when we like turn a corner and my youngest immediately grabs her phone and it becomes golden hour and we're doing selfies, you know?
That's amazing.
It's the best. Alexis Raptis is our guest. Alexis, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Good.
Are you recovered?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm honestly kind of bored because, like, I don't have much to do right now.
Does that mean that you get to take a break now? Like, you finished the thing, the weekend is over, you're heading to the games, and you get, like, a little bit of a break in your training?
Yeah, I am. I think I'm taking a break till Monday, and then after that, it'll be like another week of kind of easing into it, I think. Nothing too crazy. But yeah, like yesterday, I went to the pool, moved around a little bit. Today, I went for a walk. just like, I'm trying to not just like lay on the couch for two weeks. Just feel gross. So, trying to move a little bit. Need to get back into like eating food again. I'm still just like not about it, but there's time for that. I'm gonna enjoy this little downtime.
Do you mean like eating to fuel you? Like you need to be like your macros on point and all that stuff? I thought you meant like not eating at all, and I was like, oof, I don't understand that.
No, life. I'm like, I'm not eating enough at all. Definitely not drinking enough water, like all this stuff. I can just feel it, but it's like, I'm just going to enjoy it right now because in 1 or 2 weeks, it's going to be like crazy and I'm going to have to eat a ton of food. And so kind of letting my body chill.
Totally.
I have to tell you, when Tupud reached out to us, and you know, we've been collaborating with them to have some athletes on, and they're like, hey, Alexis can come on your show. And we hadn't had you on before. And so we're like, oh, we'd love that. That'd be great. And I was thinking, like, I have so many friends that were competing over the weekend. I'm like, great, I'll have someone to root for. Right. Like somebody coming on, I'll be able to root for them in advance. And then you damn nearly gave me a heart attack, like right at the end, like this, the final event. Like I'm like watching, like literally sitting on my couch, like screaming at the TV at you guys. I'm like, don't do that to me. I'm an old man, Alexis. You can't do that.
I'm sorry. I do it to my parents. I do it to my coach. I'm sorry.
Well, I was so happy for you, you know, qualifying for the game, second place, like what a great weekend. Have you come off the high or are you still just riding it?
I'm still just riding it. I'm like, I'm so happy that I got to go first because now it's like, I can just sleep. I can breathe. I can like relax. And now I can just watch everyone else, which is really fun. But yeah, I am so, so happy. Oh my gosh.
How excited were you to watch Nikki doing her thing on the sidelines? I was excited.
I was excited too. She looks good.
Good.
It's obviously what everyone came to the competition for. Let's be totally honest.
I get geeked out, Nikki. I was watching it on TV, and every time you come on TV, I'm like, that's my girl. There she is. It was great. I was having FOMO. I was sitting at home just so depressed I wasn't there with you.
We missed you. A lot of people stopped and asked me for you, like where you were.
Did you just stay in Tennessee? Are you still there right now then?
Oh, yeah. I'm still here. I'm literally in the hallway at the Best Western.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just outside of Knoxville. Haven't moved. Haven't left.
You haven't left? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. If you want to know what the glitz and glam of running a podcast looks like, Alexis, this is it. Nice. You know, you get to sit in the hallway of a Best Western. I mean, how classy can that be? That's amazing.
This is truly like been an eye-opening experience for me because like we've never, obviously like the baby's only 9 months old and we've never traveled as a family before. So like I had just like insane anxiety about even getting here, like flying with him. That all went totally fine. But like we've had episodes where I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Oh my God. Like everything's been totally fine. And he's been like chill in our room and whatever. But it's just like, it's wild to realize like, we need two rooms. Like we need conjoining rooms when we travel because like he will nap during the day, which is what's happening right now. He's like napping. The room is like silent. The sound machine is on and the lights are off, and Matt's like working on his job in there. And I'm like in the hallway because he can't be talking because he's asleep. And then the same shit happens at like 7 or 8 o'clock at night when we put him down. And then like, it's like, oh, I guess we're going to bed at 8. Because like the room is silent and we can't talk and we can't turn the TV on and like TV. And like normally in the past, like especially last year, even when we were at the Mac, we stayed kind of downtown and we could like walk to bars and restaurants, and our hotel had a restaurant, and I kind of had envisioned the same thing this time. So I envisioned like we'd be in our room and we'd like put him down, and then we'd like walk down to the hotel bar and grab a drink and have like the baby monitor up and be just like a flight of stairs away in case he woke up or whatever. But because the universities here are graduating the same weekends as these competitions, all the hotels were booked up downtown. So we are like 20 minutes away in the middle of nowhere. We're in Strawberry Plain. If anyone listening or watching this is like from Knoxville, you'd be like, wait, you're way out there. Everyone's like, oh, you're way out there. Like, yeah. Dang. So, and there's no restaurant in this Best Western. So it's just been kind of like a weird few days, but I'm excited to start up the next competition so I can get into a rhythm and not just like sit in this hotel room all day. I'll leave Matt in this hotel room all day. That would be fine.
Does he go and watch, or do you?
And bring the baby. Yeah. He's been coming and bringing the baby to watch, which has just been like so special to me. Yeah. It's been really, it's been something. I'm not going to cry, but yeah, it's been really cool. And then they gave me a room, which has never happened before.
Ooh.
At the venue. I have like a lactation room.
Nice.
Wow. Oh. I'm just chilling there with my pumps on, and the baby will like nap in there midday. It's been cool.
Just creating a visual for all the listeners, Nikki. Thanks for that. That's great.
You're welcome.
Your own real life. Your own room.
Yeah, my own room.
I know. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah. But it was really fun for me. It was really fun for me to work, and it was really fun for me to watch, because I personally thought the women's race was like, that was like where it was at this week. I know we had crazy shakeup in the men's side very, very end, but I truly didn't see that coming because the top five were basically almost locked up going through day three. But the women's race was like, I didn't know who was going where at every event. There was such a shakeup on the leaderboard, and like, Were you stressed through the weekend paying attention to that? Or are you the kind of athlete that doesn't look at the point spread even until the end?
I didn't look the whole entire time. I
really still
looked, if I'm being honest. No. I just like made the decision not to look at the leaderboard or social media or anything. I just kind of stayed in my little bubble just because I figured there's really no reason to waste energy to stress about things that are out of my control. So
yeah,
I just kind of did my thing, and I had an idea because they put you in the corrals, obviously, but it really wasn't until I heard the announcers say where I was that I was like, oh, nice, cool, I'm in second place. But yeah, I didn't look, like Adam didn't tell me. Yeah.
I always wonder as for you guys that are competitors, and particularly for semis, like your true goal is to get to the games. I think we all recognize that. Like everyone wants to get to the games. That's the prize, is winning the CrossFit games. But I got to believe that competitive nature in all you guys kicks in as you're getting there at the end. Like, how do you balance that between going, all right, I want to get to the games, that's really my goal, but I'd also like to win this thing. Like, how do you balance that out? Or do you balance it?
I don't know. Cause I didn't go into it want like having a number in my mind of a placement. It was more just, I'm going here to qualify. And then it's not until you get really close to winning that you're like, oh dang, like I could do this. But I tried not to get wrapped up in that just because I knew the last event was, I had just had to do what I didn't practice, and I was going to the games. I didn't want to like go out there and risk it and blow up potentially just to try and win the competition, when in reality that doesn't even matter. It's like what you can do at the games, and no one's going to remember like who won the semifinal in 2022. It's like who does well at the games. So as much as I'm like, oh dang, I should have like went a little bit faster and got that last snatch and crossed the finish line, then I could have won. But it's also like, oh wow, I was so close to winning. So instead of looking at it like, oh dang, I should have done this, it's like, oh cool, I'm this close to, you know, being first at a semifinal right now. It's more of like a confidence booster. That's how I'm kind of looking at it.
That's awesome. You had a crazy consistent weekend, I thought, which to me is really impressive in a short weekend and should bode well for you at the games. I think that's the hardest thing for people in these semis is, you know, you don't get, you know, 4 or 5 days like you would at the games. You just get a couple of days and it's, you know, 6 events typically. Just you have to be consistent, otherwise you have no shot. Was that when you and your coach were going into this, like, how do you prep for that? Like, to look for an overall consistent performance, or are you just leaning in on your strengths?
I mean, there wasn't one single workout that I saw and was like, oh my gosh, this is the one that I'm gonna like go all in on. It was more so I liked little parts of every single event. And so I used those little parts to my advantage and, went as fast as I could on those parts. And then the rest of them, it was just being smooth and running my own race. Cause I knew, especially after day two, like there was girls who had to take those risks, and they had, like Christy, she had to go all out. And it was like, I knew I was in a good spot. So it was just be consistent and smooth. And we had a plan for every single workout, so I just stuck to it. And you always see people going out super, super hot, and it either, like, the risk ends up working out in their favor or they blow up. And we saw both last weekend happen. So for me, it was just, I'm going to stay in my lane and stay consistent. And I think for the most part, like, it really played out. I don't really have like anything in my head that I regret. I am super proud of the way I pace things. I don't know.
Well, you were competing against some of the world's best, like historically the world's best. You know, you mentioned, you know, Christy Arimo, who, I mean, I feel like it was like maybe she did the same thing last year at Granite Games, didn't she, Nikki, where she like kind of had this big comeback, like right at the end to.
No, last year she didn't have the comeback and she had to qualify via last chance qualifier.
That's what I meant.
She ended up in that like sixth place spot. Yeah.
But did well at last chance. I guess that was my point. And like, so you have these people that are like, I don't know if legends is too strong a word maybe for CrossFit competitors, but they are to me. Yeah. Like, I've watched them for years. They feel that way. Was there any, you know, hesitation, intimidation factor when you see some of these people you've watched on TV, or is it just like, all right, just another person, I'm just going to go do what I can do and work it out?
No, it's just another person. I, have been lucky to train with Sarah and Travis and Noah, and like, there's so many amazing athletes here that I've gotten to train with that it's kind of just taken that intimidation factor out of the picture. Now it's just, I mean, we even talked about it in the back. Adam was like, just picture yourself training next to Sarah. Like, that's what you're used to. And so that's kind of what I pictured, and it really didn't feel any different. It just kind of felt like training, just with a huge crowd, honestly.
Totally. Alexis, how old are you now?
23.
23 only. But you've been doing CrossFit for some time already, right?
Yes. I think it's been 8 years, which is.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Wow. Yeah. I started in 2014. So yeah. 8 years. It's been a long time. It doesn't feel like the time has gone by so fast. I can't even believe. And it's weird too, because like you see these young girls, Olivia, I forget her last name, but I met her in the back and she's like 18 or 20. I can't remember. And it's just so wild, cause I've always been one of the youngest and now I'm like, oh, I'm not that young anymore. Like, I am young, but it's also like, there's all these super young girls now competing. It's so cool.
I know. I feel like you're sort of that like middle generation of like, you've got the OGs, like John and I have been doing this for like 10 years and we're old now and never had a chance to like qualify or whatever. And some of those legends you talk about, John, like they just got really good at working out in their garages. Like the games were not really a goal in the beginning and it kind of just like evolved into that. And then we've got this sort of like middle generation of you, Alexis, where you started as a teen, but I don't think when you started at like 16 years old, you were like, I'm going to compete in this forever. You're just like, this is cool. And then we have this sort of like up and coming generation where like the moment they start training or the moment they watch their parents in the gym or whatever it may be, they're like, I'm going to the games as a teen and then I'm going as an adult and then I'm going. So I would love to hear from you sort of how you've seen things evolve for you in the greater landscape. Like, how's your training changed? How's your mindset changed in the last, oh my gosh, in the last 8 years? That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is so crazy because when I started, it was more so I needed to fill this like competitive void that I had. I was a gymnast growing up and I was used to this crazy brutal training, and that's what I thought was just normal. And so once I had quit gymnastics, it was like I missed that so much. I missed competing, I missed the training. And so CrossFit was just the perfect thing for me, honestly. And I didn't, there wasn't a CrossFit teen games the year that I started. It wasn't until the following year. So I just worked out because I loved it and it was so fun and I was getting stronger and there were so many things to work on. And then it wasn't until the next year that during the Open, there was the teen games, and I didn't even know what it was. I didn't even know what I was signing up for. And somehow I qualified for the CrossFit games. And it was like, I remember going into that weekend and just saying to my coach, I just hope I don't take last place. I'm just happy to be here. Like, got all the swag and it was just like the coolest thing ever. And there was no pressure. There was no expectations. It was just, I'm having so much fun and this is the coolest experience of my life. And the next year I took it a lot more seriously. I dialed things in and trained twice a day and it was like a lot more serious, but I was still being a kid. Like I was still a teenager going to all the games at my high school and going out with friends and partying and just like being a kid still. And then I don't think I like started taking it super, super serious until probably like my senior year of high school. I think I made it to regionals. I can't even remember now. And then after high school is when I got a lot more serious with it. And it was like, okay, I want to make it to the CrossFit Games. And I would love to do this as like a career one day. But now it's like teenagers are in high school are like, oh, I want to go all in and do this as my life and like my career. And it's so different. Like, it's crazy the shift that's like taking place.
When you look at making it your career, which is like truly where you're at right now in all of those stages, what does that look like for you? Do you need to like, Because I also think that's evolved. Like, do you have, I don't know, sponsors you need to lean into? Or are you constantly on the hunt for more? I know you have like someone, like a manager managing that whole side of it all. Like, what does it look like for you to be able to like survive doing this?
You know? So I work with Cooper now and he has helped me a ton. I've worked with him for years, but it wasn't until this year that I've been able to actually, I signed with Tier, I don't know, like a month ago now. And that's like the first time that I've actually been able to make enough money to live off of this, which is mind blowing because you see athletes doing it, but it's always kind of like, wow, like that would be so cool. But I don't think like, could that really actually be me? And once I signed that, it was just a huge weight off my shoulders because I wanted to do this until I got to that point. And I graduated college a month ago, I think it was a month ago now too. And so after I graduated, it was like scary because once you graduate college, it's like, okay, now I need to make money. Like I'm done with school. Like, what am I doing with my life kind of thing? And so, I remember a lot of people saying to me, I think it'll just all work out. Like it'll all work out somehow. And I never believed it until it actually happened. And now it's like, wow, I can fully focus on my energy on training and like I'm getting paid to do this and it's like a real job. And so it's a dream. Like I can't even believe it all worked out the way that it did. But yeah, I'm just so thankful.
You know, Alexis, I'm 51 and I still don't know what I'm doing with my life. So don't worry about it. It all works out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just happy. Like I have a degree too to fall back on, but it's so cool to think that I can just do this right now. And it's like, I'm getting paid to work out. Like, it's the coolest thing ever. Like, but yeah, I feel like we're all just figuring it out as we go. I got my degree in human development and family studies. It's a behavioral science degree. And people ask me what I would want to do with it. And I just say, I don't want to use it because I just want to do this as long as I can. But it is really like, it's assuring and like takes some stress off knowing that I do have that. And it's always something that I can use. And it's also like, I'm pretty proud that I even took the time to and energy and like everything to actually go through the hassle and go to college. Cause I mean, like going back to the teen thing now, I feel like a lot of people aren't even going to college. They're so invested in it. And so I'm just happy that I did it. I got that experience and I can look back and not have any regrets. And yeah.
There's a lot of debate amongst the teens that I've talked to, like some that are going to college, some that aren't, you know, some that feel like they're going to miss out on training or, you know, opportunities if they don't do it early. And I can see the debate both ways, but I love the idea of going to college because I do think you get a lot of invaluable skills through that, you know, the getting to interact with others and, you know, just the aspects that you're going to need to lean in on as you become a more competitive athlete and get, you know, spend more time with agents and lawyers and the crowds, the fans, like learning how to interact with people is really important.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Yeah.
Well, I was super excited about your weekend and, I don't know. I, you know, it's been a while since I've watched live CrossFit. I wish I'd been there in person to see it, but you kept us on the edge of our seats all weekend long. I was a little disappointed you didn't give me any meme material, though. Like, no fails.
No falls. No nothing.
I mean, there's a picture of me crying that I feel like you could make into something, but...
Well, feel free to send it. We'll always use it.
I'm kind of glad that I didn't have any fails.
The only really good one was
that volunteer.
I did have something. I fell over that pylon during the handstand walk. I literally like walked right into it, put my hand down. I was like, I am not getting a no rep. I put my hand on and then I just like fell over it. I have a video of it.
Yeah. Send it. I'll take it. The best one I got all weekend was, I forget her name, and she's a really, really strong woman. And
oh my God.
She like passed out on the lift or like she fell forward in the bar.
She did the swan dive on her jerk. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That was scary to watch, but she's cool. She's fine.
Can you guys hear the beeping on my computer?
No. Text?
Okay, good.
No, it's usually Nikki that doesn't turn her notifications off. So you're good. Don't worry about it.
I turned them off for this.
I was proud of you.
We were going live and I was like, hold on, let me make sure. But you can't hear hers. Maybe you wouldn't be able to hear mine either.
We don't have a lot of questions coming in on the chat, but we do have someone giving the love eyes to Alexis. So Thomas is a big fan of the family. And Ed says, congratulations on your win to the games. So
how cool.
For the record, though, Ed also wants to congratulate me on wearing a shirt with buttons. So,
so classy, John.
So
classy. Do you like buttons or do you not like buttons?
Well, I mean, it's a fitness show. I'm normally wearing Lululemon, but I actually had to go to work today. So I do actually own clothes that have buttons and jackets and all that fun stuff.
Wow. Hey, I would be remiss if I did not bring up just in this sort of like overall conversation of being able to do this for a living and figuring out like your sponsors and how to actually like not have to use your degree for anything that the show has been supported by Tupud. And I know that they are one of your sponsors and you're one of their athletes. And so I just kind of wanted to say out loud that we've really enjoyed our partnership with them and that I've been a fan. We truly should have been sponsored by them for like the last 10 years because I've been using their belts. I call it my emotional support belt. Because like, I just feel better with it on. Like I'll wear my belt for pull-ups, like for absolutely no reason at all. Sometimes when I'm stressed, I'll just put it on. It's like a thunder shirt, you know?
Yeah, thunder shirt.
Yeah, of course. But so I wanted to ask you, I mean, they have a lot of gear. What is your sort of like Tupud gear of choice when it comes to workouts, competitions?
Definitely their belt. I actually just designed a belt. I don't know if they told
me. I was going to ask if you had one.
What's going on?
It's coming out tomorrow. It's actually the Moon Phases and it's super cool. Like it's been a few months in the making. And it's finally coming out tomorrow. And I think there's like a sale too, which is like perfect timing. But like their belts are amazing. I've been using their belts for years too, and I just like they're the one belt that I feel like never like I've had so many belts in the past that like pop off when I'm doing my stuff. And I've never had that with them because I just found out that they have that clip. I don't know if you know about that clip, but it like locks you in and And I told him, like, because we did a photo shoot. And I was like, what is this thing? And he's like, you don't know about this clip. This is like what makes us so, like, this is what makes us Tupu'd. And I was just like, oh, dang, I've been missing out. So now I got the clip. I got the good Velcro. Yeah, their belts are awesome.
No, I still use my original belt that doesn't even have the double loop back through it. It's just like one, it's like a bazillion years old. And I like, they like replaced the Velcro on it for me once because I like, didn't want to buy a new one. It has a D-ring on the back. It is like the oldest model in history, and I'm still using it to this day. That goes to show how good these belts are. So yeah, I just wanted to say that out loud, that we've been working with them. They've been a great sponsor of the show. We also have a belt coming out at some point soon, just FYI. So you can get your official Cuddle Buzz and Cocktails belt and your Alexis belt and make a whole belt outfit. It's probably the way to go.
They sent me one. I finally have mine, and it's awesome.
Yay! Yeah, it's so cool. So rad.
When is your guys' belt coming out?
You know, I think we were supposed to, yeah, I know, we were supposed to do it last month, but then we ended up working with them to maybe also have some merch coming. So super secret at time drop. There's probably also going to be like some cool shirts coming along with the belt that you can, and I love working with them on all their clothing and stuff too. So it was the cause of the delay, but it should be worth it, I promise.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, so now that you're past your qualifying event, what do you do now? You got a few weeks, you get a chill, you get right back to training. What are you doing?
No, I am going to take, I'm definitely not doing anything until Monday, and then probably take another week to just slowly get back into training. No rush, but probably like, in like a week and a half, I'll be in full games training, I'm assuming. And I don't know exactly what that means. I'm just going to do what I'm told, but I'm assuming it's going to be a lot of running and a bunch of kind of just fun stuff like swimming and biking and just all the weird stuff.
I think we have a different vision of fun. I got
to
be
honest. Yeah, I was going to say, I was literally about to ask, like, what if you're not training? What is fun? Like, if you are like this weekend when you're not going to do anything, like, are you like, oh great, because I really just want to like jump on the trampoline? I don't know. I'm just making movies. Go see movies. Eat entire tubs of ice cream. Like, what is fun outside of training?
So this weekend, I'm leaving today to go visit my boyfriend in Texas. He is at school. So I'm flying into San Antonio and we're going to spend the weekend there. So I don't really know. We'll probably just go like to different restaurants and just kind of chill out. Other than that, I have a dog and I love to take him on hikes. Yeah, that's about it. Like, just hang out with my friends, eat food. Yeah.
Games.
That's the life.
You guys are so simple. I eat food. That's what I do for fun. Just food.
Walk with my dog.
That's also what I do. Maybe
my
I should
dog,
games
one of my favorite things. Like, oh gosh, it's so peaceful. I love it.
What kind of dog?
He's a sheepadoodle. He's a fluff.
Oh,
yeah.
We love those good boys.
Yeah, he's a good boy. He's super cute.
It's so fun. Well, we can't wait to see you out on the competition floor. I just feel like we've been really lucky to have witnessed your growth. You know, like Coop sent us a photo, or was it you? No, someone in our group chat sent us a photo. You sent it.
Yeah, Adam sent it to me this morning and I was like, oh my God, I'm doing a podcast with her. I need to send that to her right now.
I know. Let me send it to you, John. Look, this is a picture of Alexis and I from 2019.
Oh, I definitely need to see this.
We're both babies.
Yeah, this was at the Mac. So literally 3 years ago.
You may throw it up on the screen. I can throw it up.
Put it up. Can you do that? Look at all this technology we have.
Give me a second.
Go ahead. But I just feel like we've had a chance to witness your growth, like from that interview to last year. You know, we were talking about, I know the point spread was really close last year at semifinals, and it was kind of like a little bit of an upset that you didn't have a chance to really stand atop the podium the way that you wanted to. And really cool to watch your growth and watch your evolution. And man, I'm so excited to see what happens out on the floor this year, because I truly feel like, I know that like Tia is the world's most dominant athlete, and I think that's badass. But I also feel like the better everyone gets at CrossFit, the more of a shakeup we're all ready for on the leaderboard. Mm-hmm. It could be anyone's name on the podium. It really could be like, I do not, going to Madison, even going into semifinals, outside of, yes, he is the most dominant athlete ever, I have no predictions for 1, 2, 3 across the board. I really don't. I think it's going to be the same way at games.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's really cool because I feel like we're seeing a new generation of athletes. Mm-hmm. And I just think, like, in the next few years especially, it's going to be all these new people, and I'm so excited for it because it's, like, a lot of the girls that I have looked up to for years, they're starting to get to their end of their career, and it's just crazy because now I'm a part of this group that's, like, starting their career. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, that
event. Oh, yeah, look at us.
Look how cute you guys are.
I won my heat, I remember, and that was one of my first times that I've done that in, like, the individual division, and it was just such a cool moment.
Was this the year I was there with Nikki? We were both there.
Yes, we were both there, yeah.
I remember because I see this concession stand in the background. I remember how crappy their food was, and I was so upset. It was so bad.
Oh, so bummer. Bad. Wow. Oh, yeah. But look, we were both so little. Alexis was a baby, and I was pre-baby. We were both small.
I was tiny. I think I'm 15 pounds heavier now than I was on that picture.
Same, I was girl, same. You and me both. Oh,
yeah. Wild. Yeah, very wild. Oh, my gosh. So crazy.
I will say, totally not at all, but being here this weekend was like a really sweet confidence boost for me because there were so many people who were like, oh my God, we saw you here last year at the MAC. I was really pregnant. So last time I was in Tennessee, I was like, I don't know, 6, 7 months pregnant. And so many people were like, you look amazing. You just had a actually really sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You do look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm one thing I love Alexis.
Fishing,
whatever it takes, Nikki. Whatever it takes.
Totally.
One thing you said there, though, like really struck me. Something I love about CrossFit, and I feel like I've seen it recently, is this conversation around body image and weight, and particularly with women. And I love the fact you're like, hey, I'm 15 pounds heavier. And it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm 15 pounds heavier. Like you're excited that, hey, I'm in a better competing space. And I feel like that's such a great message to young women coming up through the sport. Do you feel the obligation to that at all? Or is it just like kind of your natural progression as you've grown through it, that it's just become something you're comfortable with?
No, I've definitely gone through phases in the past where it was like, I need to be at this number. Like, I don't want to get any heavier. And I don't know why, because it's like, for the longest time, I struggled with gaining muscle and getting stronger. And last year, my coach was like, we need you to gain like 10 pounds if we want to build muscle and get you stronger. And so that was kind of like the plan. And it just kind of in my off season, we were doing a ton of lifting and I was trying to eat as much as I could. And I gained literally 10 pounds. And I honestly didn't intentionally like weigh myself and be like, okay, I need to gain like 10 pounds over this many months. It was just, it kind of happened. And my gymnastics didn't get worse. It honestly got better. I was getting fitter. I felt healthier. I was in a better mood. My sleep was better. Like all these things improved and I'm the strongest I've ever been. And I feel the healthiest I've ever been. So I'm like very proud of that. And I just hope like someone watches this and they're like, oh dang, why am I so scared of this number? Why am I so scared to weigh myself? It's like, it just matters how you feel and how you perform. It's not that number on the scale. It literally means nothing. Right. So yeah, I'm so glad that I've gained the weight that I have and it's helped me a ton.
Yeah. This sport is in and of itself changing the narrative and we need more of it. We need more strong ass women and women in sport and we need you guys to get more big name sponsorships and we need brands to stand behind you and we need to elevate everything about the sport of CrossFit so that we can change the narrative in society in general, because it's just sad and silly how long we're in this and still kind of fighting everything, you know?
No, I agree. Yeah,
Ed's pointing out I had two girls and I have abs. So
no. You know,
we've all
meanwhile, I've had one boy and a crater in between my abs. So there's that. Speaking of, I need to go feed that baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got to feed that kid. Well Alexis, gotta thank you for joining us. I know it's midday and you've been super busy, but we appreciate you taking time to spend
with us. Yeah, for having me. It was so nice talking to you guys.
I hope we get to do this again, you and me on the sidelines at games, pick up a heat or two win, and you'll be sick of me and the mic in your face sooner rather than later.
You guys will both be there.
Yep.
It's the plan.
Well, cool. Nikki will be working. If you want to find me, look for the Tito's tent. I'll be around there somewhere, or wherever they sell those little acai bowls or whatever they're called, like little ice cream things.
So I'll be good. There.
Yeah, I'll either be eating or drinking. I'm easy to find. Super easy.
Yeah, or I'll just dump the baby on John, so he might be babysitting at some point, too.
I'm absolutely babysitting. I can't wait.
Perfect.
Cannot wait. All right, well, thank you, Alexis. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Nikki, you guys.
Feed your baby. And for everyone listening, we appreciate you guys joining us, and we will chat with you guys soon. Mm-hmm.